Well, we awake to the news, and I was hoping this wouldn't be the case, but it has been, that there were all kinds of red flags regarding the Highland Park, Illinois shooter. In fact, flagged by police as a clear and present danger in 2019. We've got much more on the man accused of this Highland Park parade shooting, who is expected in court later today in his first appearance before a judge. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne picks it up from there. Marie, good morning.
And good morning, Paul. Right now, 21-year-old Robert Cremo faces 7 counts of first-degree murder for the killing spree that he unleashed against the community of Highland Park, Illinois. These are just the first of many charges that are going to be filed against Mr. Cremo, according to prosecutors in this case. And the suspect, according to officials, opened fire from a building rooftop in Highland Park as a parade got underway just after 10 o'clock on Monday morning. All of the victims, ages 14 to 70, late yesterday we got word that there was a 7th victim who did die from their wounds. Nearly 40 people remain in the hospital today, still trying to recover from their wounds. And we're learning more about those victims. We'll have more on that in just a second. Cremo apparently had another rifle in his car. According to police, he had dressed himself as a woman in an effort to get away in the mayhem that ensued after the shootings took place. He had planned the attack for weeks, according to officials, and it appears that all of his guns were legally purchased, according to officials. Now, Paul, you mentioned these red flag warnings or his background.
Right.
Indeed, the state of Illinois is a red flag state, and this is what's interesting here. When officials looked into his background, it shows that there were officer interventions several times over threats of violence and mental health concerns. In fact, Cremo had tried to take his own life at one point, and a family member said that, quote, Cremo threatened to kill everybody. So all of these things were on his record and easily disclosed, or somewhat easily disclosed, to the public. And as the mayor of the Highland Park said, that Illinois is a red flag state and that people need to step up when they see that there's this sort of issue with someone. And Paul, one last note about the victims. We're getting the names and so forth of the victims who of this terrible shooting. And one of the most difficult stories to talk about are the parents of a 2-year-old boy that were both killed on the parade route.
Yeah.
Kevin
yeah.
and Irina McCarthy. The father, Kevin, was shielding his little boy. Both of the parents died on the parade route. And the little boy is left, obviously, parentless at this point. His family starting a GoFundMe campaign, and a family spokesperson saying that they are utterly, utterly devastated over this loss.
Oh, can you imagine? You go to a parade celebrating the birth of this nation, and it's unthinkable. And unfortunately, on one hand, it may be unthinkable. On the other hand, it's happening with such a degree of regularity that we have a mental health crisis in this country. When you have red flag laws that laid out for those who are supposed to be monitoring those, in September of 2019, the Illinois State Police received a clear and present danger report on the subject from the Highland Park Police Department. The report was related to threats he made against his family. So his family was well aware of his illness. And yet, we are told, too, that 3 months after the suspected Highland Park shooter had police called to his family home after he threatened to kill everyone inside, he applied for his first firearm owner's identification card under his father's sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, people are going to have to start being responsible for their actions and held accountable for their actions. This appears to be another one of those cases.
Exactly. And I mean, this is a, you know, a similar case to what we're looking at here in Oxford, where the parents of the shooter at the high school there are now being held accountable for having purchased a gun for their son, allegedly. So that's going to play out in court. But similarly here, the parents did release a statement, by the way, saying that they were deeply, obviously, saddened over what had happened, and they were cooperating with police. But this shows that in the past, there was a failure.
There was a huge red flag, a huge failure. Authorities reportedly removed 16 knives, a sword, and a dagger from the home one time. No charges were pressed. The guy wasn't arrested. And then he went through four different firearms checks, and he breezed through them. How in the world can someone this troubled with this many run-ins breeze through any kind of a firearms check? It's just beyond my comprehension. There are problems out there that we have to fix and not worry about their civil liberties or their rights or anything else. Our rights surpass any crazy person with a gun's rights. Don't know of a more eloquent or elegant way to say it, but that's the truth. Thanks, Marie. Appreciate your work. Marie Osborne here at WJR.